The cards were stacked against you all along. You were never supposed to lose weight. All the largest industries in the world want you to continue to eat junk food, to stay fat, and to be sick. But you know what? Here on Killing It on Keto, we're going to end it. We're going to break that bondage, and we're going to break those chains today. Welcome back to Killing It on Keto. Today I'd like to talk to you about why keto. People ask me all the time. They're like, why would you choose keto? There's so many other diets out there. What makes it any different? First of all, anything that you call a diet or anything that is a diet isn't going to work for you for long, because it's something that you're doing for now. And so if you're not actually changing how you're eating and basically choosing to look at food differently, then it's just, you know, you'll lose a bunch of weight and then you'll get back to eating to your old habits. And especially here in America, we have, you know, really bad habits. We tend to want to eat lots and lots of very sugary junk food, wash it down with soda, you know, everything else. And, you know, for every special event, I mean, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, they're all, you know, Easter, they're all sugar, candy, you know, cakes, eating marathons. And you're going to have to get yourself out of that cycle one way or another. But one reason, well, I can give a number of reasons for keto. One in particular, I've tried a number of diets myself. And again, nothing works if you don't make it a lifestyle change. Anything will work if that something is cut out sugars or cut back on sugars, cut back on saturated fats, you know, cut back on, you know, certain foods that maybe you're eating way too much of. You eat too much ice cream, things like that. Well, cut back on things like that and you're naturally gonna not continue to gain weight, that's for sure. But one thing I like about keto, actually, there's a number of things. So for instance, you know, on keto, generally speaking, you get really good results pretty fast. So that's really nice. The tough part about keto can be that it can be tough to maintain that. So finding your structured balance at the end of the rainbow is probably a good thing as well. You know, when you get to the point where you're not at weight loss anymore and you're trying to get to weight maintain, you know, you don't necessarily need to maintain the same 35 carbs. You don't have to keep yourself in ketosis, but you also don't want to, you know, go back to eating all of the junk. Find a couple carbs that you don't mind introducing back into your diet, the ones that maybe you missed the most, once you're at weight maintain, and you can bring those back in. So for instance, for me, one of the hardest parts for me on keto is the fruits. I like fruit, especially, you know, berries. I can generally eat, and I do generally eat berries on keto, but I keep it pretty limited. You know, I'll have a couple strawberries or, you know, a handful of raspberries. You know, there are certain fruits that are obviously a lot heavier in carbs. So things like apples, stuff like that, there's like 35 carbs. You know, I don't know if that's one that I would bring back in, at least not right away, not until I was sure how that affected me from the dietary perspective on maintaining my weight loss. Other things I really like about keto, though, is keto can potentially be, you know, well, here's the thing. So people are marketing diet pill this, diet pill that, diet food this, diet food that. And so it's a massively, massively, you know, inflated industry. It's one of the biggest industries out there is the diet industry. And so they make hundreds of billions of dollars every year, at your expense. And all for these diets that people basically, they're fads, you know, so they come in, they do it, and then they, you know, they fail, and then they just keep them in this vicious loop of paying enormous amounts of money to get all of their diet foods. But keto can potentially be a very cheap way to eat. You know, I mean, you cutting out all of the breads, cutting out the sugary foods, you know, eating meats, eating eggs, eating vegetables. Those don't have to necessarily be ridiculously expensive. Salads, you know, cheese, cottage cheese. Yeah, I mean, you can actually eat pretty doggone cheap on a keto diet, generally speaking. You don't have to buy all of the crazy dietary supplement this and, you know, go to the extreme. You can. There are lots of options out there. People will always find an opportunity to market to people when there's a market there. So that's another thing that I really like about the keto diet. So also, one thing that I get from keto that I've never gotten from other diets as well is the clarity. You know, I notice that I think a lot clearer. You know, so as I get older, I notice that I tend to be a little bit on a cloud. Sorry, I'm a little bit nasally today, guys. The allergies thing is going crazy right now, so I apologize about that. So as far as clarity goes, though, I think so much clearer when I'm on keto, and it's proven that those ketones, they really aid you, you know, in brain support, basically. They help you to be able to think clearer. And so you'll notice a lot of times when you're in ketosis, especially when you previously were, you know, eating junk food and stuff like that, you'll watch your body make that shift and you'll have more energy, you'll have more clarity, you'll feel stronger, you'll feel healthier. And it's just one of those things. You get very quick results on keto in how you feel and how much, you know, weight you lose. And so it's just one of those diets or lifestyle changes that you can get on the other side of and be like, wow, man, I feel fantastic. Whereas, you know, I've done diets before where I'm like, yeah, I mean, sure, I feel okay. It's taking me 6 months to lose this 20 pounds, but I guess it's worth it. I mean, keep in mind, guys, the last time, you know, when I started this keto diet, I had lost 90 pounds. Yeah, about 90 pounds in about 9 months. That's an enormous amount of weight. And I was going into the doctor periodically. They were checking all of my, you know, my markers for, you know, my cholesterol, my heart rate. You know, everything was actually, it was looking fantastic. So aside from the fact that I was, you know, basically 300 pounds and I'd gotten down to 210, you know, which is a huge health improvement in itself, especially in this day and age where, you know, we have ridiculous viruses that are coming along and killing people with underlying health conditions. But then you also have, you know, aside from those ridiculous viruses, you just have things like heart disease and diabetes that are up there as number, you know, 2 and 3 killers in the world. Certainly in the United States. I don't know if it's in the world. Actually, I heard today that the number one killer of people in the United States between, I think it's 19, the age of 19 and 40, 45, I think it was, is fentanyl. Yeah, that's, man, we got a problem on our hands when it comes to that, guys. I don't know what we're going to do about it. I don't even know what brought it all on. Why are people turning to street drugs, and especially hard ones like fentanyl that they know will kill you? I don't know. I know that, you know, things are getting ugly. But anyhow, we aren't listening to this podcast be brought down with things like that. So, yeah, those are a couple good reasons why doing keto is a really good choice. Like I said, a lot of your other alternatives, things like Weight Watchers, stuff like that, good diets, they work because basically, you know, what you're doing is you're teaching your body to eat less, eat less of all of these crazy things that you're always sticking in your body. I mean, my mom at one point had lost like 50 pounds on Weight Watchers. It's also effective. Anything that you can commit to that causes you to eat less of all of these foods that, you know, are not good for our bodies, less of these breads, less of these sugars, any of those diets are going to do better for you than not doing that. But keto just does it a lot faster. And like I said, you know, there are a number of people out there who are celebrities or influencers who've been doing the ketogenic diet for forever, almost forever. Some people choose it for different reasons. You know, you've got people like Tim Tebow just because they want to be jacked. Tim Tebow, you know, eats a keto diet, dude's jacked, you know, and there's a number of people who, you know, eat that type of diet and get pretty jacked off of it. But then, you know, there's people who do it for health reasons. People like Halle Berry. I think she's been on the keto diet for just about forever. She's a type 1 diabetic, from what I understand. And which is, anybody who listens to my podcast knows that so is my son. And he tends to do, he doesn't always do the keto. Sorry, my phone cut out for a second there. As I mentioned to you guys, I do a lot of my recording, you know, through my Anchor app right on my phone. I have a little lanyard microphone right around my neck. So sometimes I get a little bit of flub up, and I don't have a lot of time these days to go through and do crazy editing and stuff like that. And so apologize for that. But anyhow, what I was saying was, so my son is a type 1 diabetic as well, but because he's 19, he tends to, he's doing a lot of trial and error. He does keto off and on. He tends to eat very low carb. It works out really good for him. You know, he needs a lot less insulin. He stays, you know, in pretty good physical shape. And it gives him that energy and the ambition that he needs. He doesn't like what carbs make his body feel like. And from what I understand, it's a very similar boat to Halle Berry and, you know, how she deals with the keto diet as well and why. So guys, there's a number of reasons why a person would want to do the keto diet. I wouldn't buy into all the hype of, you know, people are afraid of what it's doing for your health and stuff like that. I can see it being a problem if you're doing things over the top. But if you try to keep a very healthy, balanced ketogenic diet, you know, don't just eat fat, but eat, you know, eat a balance. You know, like I've said before, I think the numbers are something like 70% fat. And then, you know, I think like 10% of your diet, maybe 15, winds up being carbs. That's, you know, and then you've got proteins. And those are good targets, you know. Don't lean your entire keto diet on fat, because that's just a bad call. It's bad practice. Too much of anything is going to be bad for you. Your body needs other things as well. So just get yourself a healthy balance in there. You know, don't be afraid of fats, especially ones that derive from things like meat. And then also like organic. For instance, you know, as I've told you guys before, I'm big on coconut oil, olive oil, and organic grass-fed butter. Those are all fats that I utilize often. And as a matter of fact, I have a shake in the morning, a bulletproof shake, where, you know, it's basically, it's an organic coffee. And then, so that I don't have the molds and stuff that cause the inflammation from the coffee. And then in there, I put a meal shake with some proteins and stuff like that in it, mostly because I really like the taste. But also, that actually covers more than just proteins. I've got a number of different vitamins and everything that are in that shake. And in case you guys are wondering, that's a Garden of Life shake that I get. And it's the doctor-formulated keto diet one. And I like that one in particular because A, it's really, really low carb. I think it's sweetened with, it's sweetened with stevia. And it's super low carb. Everything in there is what I think FDA approved organic. And it's a very raw form of, you know, all of the different vitamins and everything that I want to have in my diet. And that's basically what it is. It's a full meal replacement. So it's, you know, a portion of my day's worth of vitamins all in that meal shake as well. So I like that. I add that to my coffee. I put 2 tablespoons of organic grass-fed butter in there. I personally use Kerrygold. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody tell me that Kerrygold's bad, and I'm pretty fond of Irish butter. So I choose, you know, the Kerrygold butter. And then, like I said, I put a little bit of coconut oil and a little bit of olive oil in there. And sometimes even a smidge of peanut butter. All for consistency and flavor. But, you know, I try to keep mind of how many calories I'm getting in that meal. But, you know, that meal winds up being something to the tune of 600 calories. And that gives me such a boost that by, I'm really not hungry or anything until somewhere around 1 o'clock. And then right around that point, that's when I, you know, I'll normally have either another couple scoops of shake or a meat stick, or depending on what I'm doing, you know. But nothing normally, I don't normally do anything too huge. And then for dinner, as I've told you guys before, that's when I normally have either another, you know, pretty big built-up shake with olive oil and things like that, or a salad, or I do omelets. So even my salads, you know, there's cheese on there, there's meat on there. It's not just lettuce. You know, I try to keep my calories, I don't know, something, you know, I don't even watch it all that close these days. I just make sure that I'm not deficit, because then you can start tapping into your muscle, which I don't want to do. So I make sure that, I generally make sure that I'm over, you know, probably 1300 calories on a day personally, but that's on days where I'm not working out, things like that. I'm just doing my normal, you know, remodel contractor type work, which is already, it's pretty labor intensive. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit of, you know, why keto. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And until next time, just keep killing it on keto.